Hey there, I'm Matt Cotty. I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and I specialize in helping people take their lives back from OCD and anxiety. Now, if you or someone you know is stuck in fear, worry, or doubt, then you know how much it can limit your life. So on this show, I'm going to share with you different tools, strategies, and principles to help you break free from the loop, which will ultimately give you the freedom to focus on and improve every other aspect of your life. Welcome to the OCD and Anxiety Show. All right. Hey there, and welcome to today's episode where we're going to talk about things that need to change if you really want to get better from OCD and anxiety. And so for those of you that don't know me, my name is Matt Cotty. I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and I'm the founder of Restored Minds and the creator of the AAA Response. And real quick, if you are looking for help and guidance on your journey to recovery, please head over to restoredminds.com or check out the links right in the notes, as we have some great resources for you to get started, as well as a full coaching program and various levels of support along the way. Also, if you like the show and you're getting benefit from it, please help us out by liking and subscribing and or even leaving a nice comment or review on iTunes and Spotify. It would really help us. So let's go ahead and dive in to the idea of what needs to change if you really want to get better. Well, the first thing I think is just the idea that you need to come to grips with the terms that the idea that change needs to happen. And, you know, the famous quote, and I think it's attributed to Albert Einstein, but, you know, it's like you can't keep doing something again and again and again and expecting a different result. You know, that's like the definition of insanity. And so if you are someone who has been chasing an answer or certainty on a certain subject, or trying to do everything so you feel perfect, you know, like perfectly clean or this, you know, or whatever it is, whatever theme it is that you're chasing. And, you know, this has been happening for weeks or months or years or decades. You know, at the end of the day, it's like you kind of have to ask yourself, like, look at the time you've invested in it and trying to pursue this, and ask yourself, like, have I gotten better pursuing this? And then you can take that time. So let's say it's been a year, right? And then you can ask, is like, if I keep doing what I'm doing for another year and stack that on, will I be in a better place? You know, like, ask yourself if your life has gotten better. Has your relationships gotten better? Has your career gotten better? Has your finances, right? Has your, you know, activities, hobbies, friendships, you know, all the things in your life that as you've pursued trying to eliminate this fear or get certainty or clarity or, you know, anything that's any of the compulsive behaviors that you're doing, has that improved or not improved your life, right? You know, and really just get honest with that. Because if you're going to keep doing those things that you've been doing, you have to really just get honest with yourself and say, like, okay, where's my life going to be in a year from now if I keep doing that? And you know, you can't fool yourself or lie to yourself and say that I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and then things are going to become, then I'm going to get different results, right? That's like, that's self-deception at that point. Like, at a certain point on this journey, you have to sit there and go, okay, like, what I'm doing is not working. And instead of, I need to change all these people in my environment, or I need to, you know, change people that trigger me, I need to change everything outside of me. Like, at a certain point of the journey, you have to look at yourself and go, maybe I need to change, you know, like, maybe I need to change my perception of this. Maybe I need to have a paradigm shift. Maybe I need to change what I'm doing, what I'm trying. Maybe I need to stop going at this alone and actually get guidance and support. You know, maybe I need to acknowledge that there is a problem here that I don't know how to solve. You know, lots of things can change, right? I'm not saying you need to pick one of those. You might pick all of them. It's like, but at the end of the day, if you really are convinced that you don't need to change, then it's unlikely you're going to experience any kind of radical transformation, because you're most likely going to keep doing the things that you've been doing. So that's number one, is just we need to be able to acknowledge that you as an individual need to change, probably in several ways. And secondly, the next thing that needs to change is really how you're understanding this issue altogether. Because if you didn't watch the or listen to the last episode about the idea of a mirage, I think it will be really beneficial for you. So I'd encourage you to check that out. Well, in fact, we'll link them just so you can, you know, make sure you can check that out. Because the mirage is such a good analogy of the difference between someone who gets better and someone who doesn't. You know, like I wish, I truly do. It's like I wish that everyone was experiencing this got better, you know. I mean, because I know it's possible to get better. I've been on both sides of that coin. I've been lost in the loop. You know, I've been had my whole life consumed by it, and then I've also gotten to a place in my life now where my life's 180 degrees different, right? I mean, it's just like, you know, it's totally different, like nothing I could have ever imagined. And so I know it's possible from a personal level, but I also know it's possible because I've watched my clients do it too, you know? And the difference is that idea of a mirage. It's really understanding the broader context of something so you don't get in the details of it. When you understand the broader context of the OCD and anxiety loop, like I talk about in the book, and really contextualizing the problem correctly, you stop pursuing the details of it. You stop pursuing the specific intrusive thoughts. You stop pursuing, you know, certain themes and all of that. You understand it from the right context, the right level that actually helps you be successful, right? And it's not a matter of not having thoughts or not having feelings. Those are normal human experiences. If you're pursuing the idea of, I never want a thought to pop in my mind that I don't like, or I never want feelings to pop in show up in my body that I don't like, you're pursuing the wrong outcome. And as such, you're going to engage in compulsions that are ultimately going to keep you stuck. And so the second thing that really needs to change is how you contextualize the problem. If you are not contextualizing the problem correctly and you're trying to solve the wrong problem, you're going to come to the wrong solutions. It's just how it works. And, you know, I've done this enough. And while I wish that there, like I said, that everyone who was experiencing this got better, the reality is that the reason some people don't get better is because of the things I'm saying right now. You know, and that's why I wanted to make this episode, to really just address them head on. The third thing that I think is important to change is just your overall mindset of how you see yourself. And this is really the idea of letting go of victim mentality. And a lot of people who first start experiencing OCD and anxiety will perceive themselves to be just unlucky, unfortunate, victims. Like, well, I didn't choose OCD and anxiety, you know, it just kind of showed up out of nowhere. At least that's how they perceive it. And, you know, it, essentially it's this thing I have, and then they will build their whole life around it, you know, and come up with reasons why they can't pursue things they want to pursue or do things they want to do because, you know, I have OCD or anxiety, quote unquote. This is not something I agree with, right? At the end of the day, most people have been practicing poor mental health for a long time that eventually manifests as this. And it's not like fear in and of itself is a normal human experience, and fearful thoughts are normal human experiences. And it's when you get resistant and engage in compulsions that the loop forms. The reason that, you know, I don't believe people are victims is because when the same path works for everyone, when you don't engage in compulsions, that loop can't exist, you know. And if you again continue to engage in compulsions, though, it's like that wheel's going to keep spinning, you know. It's just how it works. And again, I stayed in the loop for a long time, and primarily for all the reasons that I've listed out in this episode, right? I had a lot of things that I needed to change about myself. I needed to change how I saw the issue altogether, and I also needed to change my mindset individually and stop perceiving myself as this this victim of this poor thing that had, you know, this poor event happened to me. No, it's like, it, what happened was, is I had practiced unhealthy mental health practices and behaviors for a long period of time. And I eventually got stuck in this loop and I didn't know why. Right. So, you know, like I being ignorant to something, I mean, I was, but then I eventually had to learn about this stuff and I had to get guidance. I had to get support. I had to do things to help myself build back my mental health and emotional health and learn skills and resources and tools and have the right mindsets and all of this stuff. But that's when it comes to getting better, right? You can't keep doing what you're doing and expect that you're going to get better. You can't keep pursuing a bunch of information thinking that gathering information is just going to instantly get you better. It is the changes that I'm talking about here that are so foundational and critical to your success. And so if you really want to be successful on this journey, this is some of the stuff that I'd encourage you to start looking at in your own life, because again, wanting to get better is not enough. You have to actually do the things and put into practice the tools that are going to allow that to happen. And so that's why I wanted to cover some of this stuff on this episode. I hope it was helpful. And again, I know it's not always fun to hear this stuff, but it's also, it's more important to me that you get the correct information that's going to serve you in the long run than the stuff that's going to make you feel better for today, but not help you in the long run. And that's why I wanted to make this episode today. So with that said, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this served you, and I wish you guys a great week and a great day. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful, please do me a quick favor and help us out by subscribing and leaving a nice review on iTunes and Spotify. I would really appreciate it. Also, if you're looking for a deeper level of support on your journey, we have several resources to get you started over at restoredminds.com. And we've even included some links right down in the notes of this show. Lastly, if you have any questions, you can email me at support@restoredminds.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you soon.